Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Don Finkel. Don is the CEO of Shaw's Hardwood Business. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
Great. I'm glad you could talk to me today. I actually wanted to talk about the Stewart acquisition that you guys made a couple weeks ago. But before we get in that, let me ask you first, how's the business out there? I hear you're actually feeling a little bit of an uptick.
Yeah, you know, we're hoping that it's not just a blip, but it does a little bit better. Not dramatic, but certainly going in the right direction.
Well, that's good. It's good to hear. All right, so you bought Stewart. Stewart has actually a rich heritage. I went on their website and read a little bit of their history. They've been around since 1922, I believe. And I looked on the map, and it looks like Stewart's about 50 miles from Mayberry.
Well, you know what? It's funny. When you go to Stewart, you drive through Mount Airy, which is where they kind of base the Andy Griffith show.
Right.
And it does have several references there to Mayberry and Andy Griffith and Barney and all that. So yeah, you're right in the neighborhood there.
All right, so that's good. So it's in the middle of nowhere, which means it's right there by the raw material, I guess. There's a lot of lumber around there, isn't there?
Yeah, that tends to follow the wood business. You know, you get a lot of trees, not many cities.
Yeah, let's talk about the fit at Shaw, or in, you know, the whole Shaw hardwood package. How does Stewart fit in your package?
Well, you know, the one area with Anderson and the HW plant and the Epic product, we have quite a bit of capacity in the engineered sector.
Right.
Shaw purchased Digcraft, you know, about almost 2 years ago, and that was our first entree into solids, and so we've actually been buying from Stewart for quite a while, and they were our preferred supplier because of quality. So we just, you know, we're looking to grow that part of the business. Shaw has a very strong position within the builder market, and builders use a lot of solid hardwood flooring.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't really been tested because the builder business has been so bad.
Right.
But, you know, we're planning, we see a lot of upside, you know, in that segment.
Okay, so primarily this plant makes unfinished strip solid hardwood product. Is that right?
Yes. It makes unfinished, and it makes unfinished to be sanded and finished on the job site, and it also makes unfinished to be pre-finished.
Okay.
You know, for like, you know, what we did at Digcraft.
And so to translate what you're saying is that now Shaw has the option of using this facility to either supply solid hardwood to another area where you'd finish it and sell it as pre-finished, or you could also sell the builder directly with this product and they could install it on site and finish it themselves.
Yes, that's correct. And Stewart has a long history, as you mentioned, and they have a good reputation for quality, and they have a list of long-term customers that they've been doing business with, and you know, our intention is to continue to do business with them. As we add to the pre-finished side, which is primarily Shaw and Anderson's interest, you know, the pre-finished side
right.
of the business.
Right, which has taken over, it's well over half the business now, isn't it?
You talking about pre-finished and solid?
Yeah, exactly, pre-finished solid.
Yes, I believe it is. Yes.
Yeah, okay. And somebody told me, tell me if this is true or not, but they also make some parquet there at Stewart?
Yeah, they make some herringbones and some parquets and some interesting products, which, you know, is a way to utilize smaller pieces and get a little better yield.
Yeah. So how does this compare to Digcraft in volume? Is it about half the size, or can you give me a relative?
Well, it's currently running about half the size, but
okay.
It's got the capacity to be the same with just a few little tweaks here and there, capital and, you know, mostly at this point, just lumber inventory. Everything's been so wet. Inventory's down, but I view it as being the same as Digcraft.
Okay.
In capacity.
And the people up in Stewart, Virginia, they're probably glad to see a company like Berkshire Hathaway come in and take over, because that means they're there to stay, right?
Yes. I mean, I think they all see it as a positive. I'm not sure that every single person sees it as a positive, but, you know, we don't have any plans to change what's going on there. We the workforce and the quality of the workforce and the management and the quality of the raw material base, all very, you know, very positive things we think are strengths of Stewart.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, let's go to one of the big topics for the last few months are these raw material prices. I actually was meeting this past weekend with a guy who runs a sawmill. He was confirming what you had told me and what also Neil's been telling me about this escalation of pricing. Basically, you know, one's weather related, or the second main reason though is because of the limited supply of mills that are out there available to create the raw materials. How are things going along those lines?
Well, I mean, so that is one, you know, advantage that we see for Stewart is that we've essentially doubled our raw material supply available, you know, to make our product. But you have had a lot of mills closed down just for either financial reasons they couldn't make it, or they just decided it wasn't worth continuing in the business. And some of those will come back, but certainly that's a concern to all of us that are in this part of the business, is the available lumber supply from sawmills.
All right. Since it's happening to the whole marketplace, I mean, it's just like, you know, I don't know if you saw or not, but on the carpet side, we're seeing a 5 to 7% price increase on that side. So, I mean, while it's tough to take as the market starts to recover, it's just the reality. Raw material prices are up, and so prices have to go up, right?
Yeah, just supply and demand.
Yep.
And, you know, sometimes when it's the weather will put you in a situation where you can't buy your way out of it.
Yeah.
So you have to pay more to get what is available, and you know, that just relates to, you know, equates to higher prices, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, congratulations on buying Stewart. I guess since you're a private company, you don't disclose how much you paid for it. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay. All right, great. Well, thanks for talking to us today and telling us a little bit about Stewart's fit within the organization. Been talking to Don Finkel about Shaw's acquisition of Stewart, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.